Must know, but why are you here? What brings you out?
What brings me out? Yeah. Supporting Cycling BC and the initiatives that Richard's undertaken with youth cycling.
Okay. Yeah. What's going on with you these days?
Well, last few years we've organized the Future Champions Camp, so I've been helping Richard coordinate that. We're 4 years running now, and what it is he handpicks the sort of top 30 or so up-and-coming male or female, you know, under 22, mm-hmm. so anywhere from 14 to 22 years of age, and we bring them into a camp, and it's not so much training, but it's like giving them all the tools and information they need if they want to make the next step, you know, be it go to Europe or to get onto a bigger team, a trade team or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. So it's been really successful, and you know, some of the people from the first year, because the first year we couldn't find accommodation in Penticton, so right. we actually ran it in Rossland.
Okay,
I had connections up there, and we rented the whole Ram's Head lodge there, and we had 30 kids, and you know, some of those, like Glasner's gone on to win Olympic mm-hmm. medals mm-hmm. since then. So you know, it's neat to see kids that have been part of the program, you know, actually accomplishing it, making it to pro teams. I think there's one or two racing in France now, yeah. teams over there that were part of the camp.
Is it just road or every?
It's road oriented.
Okay.
They've now this year ran one in Whistler, which I understand was a mountain bike oriented for cross country mountain bikers. Okay. So it's Future Champions mountain bike.
Okay. And what's your role in those camps?
Well, I was sort of facilitator. We've had a sponsor of the camps for the last few years, mm-hmm. and he's continued and been very faithful to them. And they've gone on, so I've sort of facilitated, I attend some of the sessions, and I've given some of the talks with Richard on that. But it's very much Richard's baby.
Okay. So,
and he brings in experts, so he's brought in, Zach Bell mm-hmm. has come in and been a guest speaker, and other pros. Mm-hmm. You know, Rob Britton's come down for one, and so every year he brings in different speakers and work with the guys and go out for rides with them and rub shoulders. So okay. that's been really positive.
What's the racing scene like for youth in the interior?
Non-existent.
Really?
So that's what we're trying to create. I mean, yeah. Axel for the last 2 years has sponsored a youth development mm-hmm. camp and races. Mm-hmm. So a friend of mine, Jeff Plant, and I have sort of facilitated that in Penticton. So we've done a 3-day stage race. Mm-hmm. That's got accompanying clinics for kids. So it's basically, you know, anywhere from 10 years old to 15, 16 have been our focus, and some older kids too. But basically kids that have never been introduced to racing,
yeah.
never been in a bike race.
Okay.
And sort of give them the tools they need and hopefully hook them into doing more.
And what's the key to getting more kids involved out there?
Well, I think it's the same as everywhere. I think the only way it's going to work is if we're actually in the schools.
Okay.
So we're actively going in there and running kids' programs, you know, working with school teachers and the schools okay. trying to do it.
Okay. And are you in the schools now?
No, we're not. I'm hoping to do that next year. Richard's rolling out a new program, I think, that will address that. You know, mm-hmm. they'll have a traveling road show that will go to different parts of the province.
Oh,
so okay. We'll definitely jump on board, and I'll work with one of the teachers there to do that in my community if that happens for the Southern Interior.
Clothing company wise, how's that going?
It's good. We're sort of morphing a little bit into, we've been manufacturing in Penticton for many mm-hmm. years, and I've been doing a little bit of production overseas with a company there out of Beijing. Become very good friends with the owners, and they have since morphed their contract sewing operation into their own line, and it's becoming a real force in the custom program. You know, where we do, it's called Jack Roo.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're doing 100% of my production now for cycling and for Nordic skiing. And the beauty is we can do 3-week turnarounds. So we can have product, you know, 2 teams in 3 weeks. We can have very low minimums. If somebody phones me up and says, hey, I'm doing a Grand Fondo in 3 weeks, I want my own jersey with my family's name
right.
on it, we can do it. So it's something I couldn't do before manufacturing here in Canada.
Okay.
And it's going well. And we're pushing across Canada. The other thing I'm here hoping to do is, with the blessing of Cycling BC, is start a annual junior stage race that will be stationed in the Okanagan. So we're looking at rolling it out with a 3-day, and it would be, you know, a high caliber junior stage
like
race.
Abitibi type level? Or?
Yeah, probably starting a little bit lower than that. I mean, we won't go for international sanction the first year out, but it would be, you know, focused on the higher level kids that have been in the program for a couple of years and know how to bike race. And so we'd have a 3-day competition, a couple of road stages, a criterium, and either a hill climb or time trial.
And when you're going to start?
We're looking at it for next year, and we found a date that we think works both in the cycling calendar and as well in the local community, because our, you know, Penticton's an event town. So we're trying to find a window when we have hotel rooms and we have road use and all that kind of stuff. So it's the last weekend of May, which is right after our long weekend, so U.S. long weekend time. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the 23rd to 25th of May next year.
Are you recruiting teams now?
And so we're working on the concept. We're hoping to raise some sponsorship for it.
Yeah.
You know, and through the connections that we have here through this group that will be here tonight, we're hoping that we'll have somebody that will support this.
That's exciting.
And we'll roll it out next spring.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Any plan, anything you tell us about the route, or is it still early days for that?
Well, it's early days. We've got a few routes in mind. I mean, we had a killer 6K circuit in Penticton, right outside my house, basically.
Okay.
You know, at Munson Mountain, there's a little hill right in town, and it's right within the city limits.
Okay.
And it had everything. It had crazy fast corners, steep, fast downhills, uphills. My challenge will be if I can run different age groups at the same time. Because, you know, to do only U18... You know, the oldest age group would probably not give us the numbers that we'd like to have. So probably we'd have at least two age groups, and a boy start and a girl start. So I need to look at road courses that can have it all.
Right.
So maybe one point-to-point, one circuit road race. Criterium will stay right downtown. We've got a great circuit that we've run for the last few years in the heart of town. It's 1K around. It goes around a park. It's a real spectacle. The town loves it. We roll a race out as soon as our farmer's market closes at 2 in the afternoon on Saturday. And we've got a great location for a hill climb in Summerland. They used it years ago as part of a 2-day stage race.
I remember. I remember that one.
It goes up Giant's Head.
Yeah, I did that one.
So it's repaved. It's beautiful shape.
Yeah.
It's 4Ks, and it's, you know, like a European.
Yeah.
It's like a European finish. Like a super narrow and spectacular location. So we're hoping that we can work with Summerland to make that the time trial.